Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. Checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B. Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. R.C. and Amber always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop on what's current in the news. Wednesday days at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up for Z1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Hello?
Yeah.
Somebody called here and pressed me out a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Talking about
this the same damn person. Where Imogene at?
Imogene don't live here.
But shit, Sandra told me damn Imogene damn stay there. Now where damn Imogene? Now goddamn it, where Imogene? Huh?
I don't have a daughter named Imogene.
I say Sandra told me Emma damn Jean stay there. Now where they hell is
Imogene? I don't have a daughter named Imogene.
I didn't say you had a damn daughter named Imogene. Sandra told me Imogene stay down. Now shit.
Look, don't nobody live here but me and my son and my grandson and my husband. Now Sandra told you a damn lie. And if you can get her to call me and get her to keep you on one line, you be on that, and I tell her that.
Well damn, what old never hit Aunt Pete
at? He's just left him.
He's just left there. See now this damn Charles, you know who this is. This Charles.
Charles who?
You know me, Charles. Charles Stripe.
You know me?
Yeah, Charles, the one your husband fucked out that damn money, child. You know me, shit. Huh?
Charles over here about drunk.
Oh, okay, shit. You know. See, now you know we ain't had no damn reason to be up here cutting each other out. You know what? He the one told me damn Imogene was over there.
No, honey, ain't no damn, I don't even know Imogene.
Oh, okay, shit, I ain't know. You know, I thought that damn Imogene was over there.
No, because I don't even know. People didn't tell me that lie.
Hey, what you think about y'all so stupid? What you think about y'all so stupid?
I wouldn't. What I think about, I wouldn't.
What you think about y'all so
stupid? Yo, Wednesday. Blog Talk Radio. Nigel here, Wednesday. We back. Man, it's been an interesting week. Half a week, should I say. A lot of crazy shit going on. Found a young man out there, and the autistic young man, they had an unfortunate event with him, and unfortunately, he is deceased, but they found him, and it's real sad that they found him. Kanye West ass in trouble. Well, I guess he got to pay out his nose, but still he in trouble. You know, Chicago, all jackass, he's in trouble. Who else? Chief Keef probably going to be in trouble again, so who knows. But, yeah, on that sad note, man, yeah, they found a young man, and they found him deceased. I don't understand what's going on in the community now with this rash, you know, snatching of children. You know, I have a little girl. You know, well, she's not so much a little girl, but she's 12. You know, I don't get what's going on in the community where people are snatching up children. And, you know, it gets, some of it gets media, some of it doesn't. And I'm not understanding that because, you know, well, I guess I do understand it. It's not, I guess, it's just not newsworthy to certain people because apparently it happens so much and the right kid ain't been snatched, you know. But, you know, today in Chicago, a 14-year-old girl killed her 11-year-old sister, stabbed her 30-something times. What's going on with that? You know, a lot of celebrities. I don't understand what's going on with a lot of these celebrities in the news, man. You know, Justin Bieber, as he found out that he actually white, but they treating his ass like he black. And maybe it's just because it's time to sit that little kid down or they going to mess around sending his ass back to Canada. But either way, you know, it's just a lot of stupidity and a lot of heinous and a lot of sad shit going on. I'm like, man, you know, the young gentleman that paid his child support and they still sent his ass to jail. I don't get that. Why they send their brother to jail? And I really don't know too much of the backstory other than what the media is presenting or the news outlets are presenting. But, you know, this gentleman, he overpaid his child support. Somehow or another, you know, there's a new law that went out where you can't even miss a little bit of your child support. A lot of people are railing on the baby mama, but you know who you with when you get with them and everything like that. You know, if y'all ain't together, you know why you ain't together. But you can't put all the blame on the baby mama. You can't put all the blame on the daddy. But the system is really messing this dude up. Yes, sir, 6 months in jail because he overpaid. And there was some type of law stipulation that wasn't followed. You know, his job was doing some heinous shit. There's a whole bunch of weird shit going on, man. It's like, are we in the end of days or what? What the fuck is going on? You know, they're trying to mess over the internet, and I'm going to get into that about y'all a little bit later on the show. Tonight, we're going to have Curious George. I'm actually waiting for him to call and get on the show. He's got things to do, but he will be calling in. You know, I just sent him a text message. He might call in 10 minutes. He might call in 30 minutes, but he will be calling in. We still waiting on confirmation from AZ. My man D ain't hit me up on email. He's supposed to be here. You know, like I say, I'm not one of those hosts where I sit up here and say, hey, we're going to have so-and-so, so-and-so. Oh, wait, but we do that sometimes because we have people that get upset with us, but we still have people on the show. So tonight, Curious George, spell it with a J, not with a G, and AZ, Nas's right-hand man. So, you know, that's the show for tonight. We might have a special guest if he's listening in. He may call this week. He may call not, you know, next week, you know. We'll see. You know, we go as we go. You know, I'm waiting on Red. She's taking care of my niece. My niece is kind of sick. So, you know, she's doing the mother thing, so she'll be, you know, getting on the show with us a little bit later. Got a lot of shit to talk about, though. Let's see. Oh, yeah. The smartphone theft thing that's going on. People stealing phones. We lost a young brother last week. Thugs, new nigga word. But we can say thugs because it really don't mean nigga, but it's just, this is really true. It's thugs. I'll get to that portion, too, later on tonight. But a young gentleman was assailed by some thugs, two thugs, and they took his cell phone. Okay, you got me. He called me, blew my pants down. And I'm telling everybody, too, if you're ever in a situation, don't try to fight it. Just give up your shit, and you can get another one. Give up your shit, you get another one. But in this circumstances, you got some niggas, and I use that term very harshly, niggas, stupid individuals, that took the phone, got the merchandise, ran off, and shot the brother. Brother fought for a couple of days in the hospital, critical condition, and he passed. And we're going to hold that thought because we got my man Curious George on the line right now. Najee here, Radio. What's up, man? Curious George in the building. What's going on, man? I really appreciate you.
I'm chilling, man. Out here in New York, and I'm in the BX. It's freezing cold. I'm in the car.
Oh, man.
Driving on the frozen ice. It feels, with this rear-wheel drive, it feels like I'm driving a boat. It's crazy. So if I crash,
my man. Nah, man, you're going to have an earpiece on, man. I'll be out there driving, man. Hold tight and slow, man. You sound like J-Roo, man. We had J-Roo on here a couple of weeks ago, man. He was like, he was telling us a story how he got shanked, man, stabbed.
What?
Over a fight. Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, up there, but how
man? I appreciate you calling in, man. I know you're busy. You got things to do, man. A lot of people aren't familiar with you. And how long you've been on the scene. Could you give us a quick rundown about Curious George, spell it with a J, not with a G,
Well, quick rundown. You said quick, right? Well, started came out, first single dropped, Walk Like a Duck, 91. First album dropped, 94, on Columbia. You know, in between there, there's a little hiatus with no album for a while, singles and features, joints with my man Doom, my man MF Grimm, self-titled. There was a couple of joints in there. Second album came out on Amalgam Digital, and it's called 2, just Roman numeral 2. I don't know if that was 2007, 2008, something like that. Between 2007 and 2009, man, the years be flying by me. And then, Yeah, absolutely. I'm in a group, too, called Bamboo Brothers, the album, and, like, after my second album, maybe 2010, 2011, or 2011, 2012, it's called American Hebato. That joint is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, very few people know about that. Go to iTunes or go wherever, steal it, get it for free, whatever the fuck. No, excuse me. I can't curse, right?
Yeah, you curse, man. It's internet, man.
Father curse, whatever the fuck you get it from. You know what I'm saying? But it's crazy. We got some nice features on there. Quali, Pete Rock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm asking about that joint up. It's on iTunes?
So, yeah. It's on iTunes. It's called American Hebato. Hebato is J-I-B-A-R-O. And that 2 album, too, you got to check out. That got some nice, a lot of nice records on there. And some interesting features. We got the joint with Doom on there, the Benetton with Doom and Search, which is crazy. I got a joint with Matt.
Yeah.
You know his situation right now. And, who else is on there, man? I think, well, right off the top, that's about it, what I could think of. But, yeah, man, you know, and I've leaked a few singles recently. And this new album is called All Records Made to Be Broken, and it should be out March, April. First single.
And you still doing the thing, man. You still doing
it. Yeah, I can't stop, man. It's like a bug, man, you know. Right
now, I've met you, the Lord, here years ago, man. It's probably had
to be where is your show at? Sorry, where you at right now?
I'm in Chicago, but the show is based out of Arizona, man. Yeah, I'm in Chicago, but it's based out of Arizona. So we doing this straight off the internet, Blog Talk Radio, man. I'm on the cell phone with the mic piece up. They got the little Blog Talk Radio studio shooting it out, passing it out to everybody, man. I met you like years ago, man. You was out here in Chicago. It was you, Lord Fear. I think you was out here with Funk Dubious. And guys were at this club called The Shelter.
Okay.
Me and my guy Mike, his name Mizzle the Great from Fate, and we was politicking with you outside the bathroom, man.
That was
years ago, man. So I was like, man, that was even.
Yeah,
I
haven't been there since then. So imagine.
Yeah, we got to try to get you out here again, man. Because I'm sure I know it's obvious out here for you, man. I got to hook you up,
man.
With my people.
Now with this new project too, I'm gonna be going crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm trying to go everywhere and just spread this love, man. Spread this music. I really just, I'm going out swinging. Like, I'm gonna keep making music, but I'm really approaching this project like, yo, like this is it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna be going hard. So I just want to hit as many spots and touch as many folks as I can. You know what I mean? A couple dollars.
I mean,
it ain't even about that bread, man. It's just about wanting to. Just get this off, man. I just got to get this off my chest.
Now, what's making you want to pull out, man? I mean, is it just that the changing? I know you got kids.
I'm not going to pull out, but it's like, you know, I still got that little dream of, like, being able to feed all my kids and do everything music-wise. And I feel like the material on this is so potent. Like, I just... like going out swinging. I'm going to keep making music, but this is like, yo, listen to me, man. Like, check this out, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this right here, that's the feeling that I have at the moment. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm treating it like it's the last thing. It's not a last thing, but I'm treating it like, yo, just in terms of, because I'm going to keep making the music for myself first and then for the fans, of course, for people that still care to give a listen. But I'm definitely treating this like, yo, like, this is my last little kid dream. This is the last of it, you know, because I got reality. I got kids. You know, I got regular life bills. You know, you got to, you know, it's like, But I still make the music, but I don't rely on it for the bread. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're doing it for the hell of it.
Exactly. But there's nothing greater than being able to actually eat off this, what we love to do, you know? So that's how I'm approaching this. Like, yo, I'm going to go so hard that it's going to have to get supported. That's just how I feel. And if it doesn't, you know, life is a cruel world out here. But, you know, I'm trying to go hard, man. Like, no joke. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's all you can do, man. I mean, like I say, a lot of you guys, man, the 90s era, the 88 class, the 90 and all that, man.
Yeah.
Y'all built them bridges, man. So, you know, cats be tripping on
you. You know what's funny, bro? Thank you for that, man. But you know what? Like, the way that I am with music, yo, B, I love that I'm from that era and all that, and it's naturally ingrained in my artistic approach of how I do it. But, yo, really,
right.
Everything as new, and I just love being creative and doing this, man. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't be trying to, like, recapture nothing. I just, every song is new to me, man, and I got a new idea, and I just go forward, you know? So, and I'm not the type that can eat off of all my old stuff. Like, so I don't
right.
have the luxury to sit there and go, yo, I'm going to do only my old classic. You know what I'm saying? With people consider classic, but yo, man, I'll be trying to, I'm like, I'm a catch record now. Like, I don't even look back, my G. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. Long, look, as long as you ain't coming out here trying to do nothing on no trap music, man.
No. You heard what I'm saying? You're going to play some joints for the people, right? So they can kind of get
yeah.
an idea of what I do now. Damn, I got the first single off the album right here in my whip, too. But, I, you know, y'all ain't going to be able to hear it off the phone. But
Nah.
Crazy.
But
I know trap music, but you know what? Not even to diss on me. Yo, if I hear a bugged-out-ass trap shit, but I know I can make it in a way that feels normal to my DNA, I'll make it hot,
right.
laugh at it, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure. It's just the truth is that's not my stick. That's not – I still got that, you know, that 90s ingrained in me, but I make new 90s shit. Like, I bring the 90s to now. You know what I'm saying? I don't make shit. I come from that branch of the 90s, and I extend that into now. I don't try to make shit that I made in the 90s now. I just stay
yeah.
true to the front line and keep going, you know? Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, that's what's up, man. You got to reinvent yourself, man, but don't sell yourself, man. You know, just...
It's not even something I got to try to do or not to do, you know? I just make that music. I stay true to myself because, like I said, I don't pay my bills just off of this. So I'm not trying to – I don't need to – you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to make some kind of jam to hope to somebody, you know? But sometimes people hear a song that you make and want to think that. Like, if I do something R&B-ish, which I've always loved R&B, somebody, some hardcore hip-hop purist might go, oh, it's a sellout. But it's never that. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you this from me to you. It's never that. I said I felt the song and I made it. Like, I don't never approach no record. Like, you know me, I took time off. So if it doesn't come natural, I'll take 10 years off again. Like, I don't force music or fake that shit.
Yeah, that's what you got to do for yourself, man. You got to get out there and do what makes you happy, man, because at the end of the day, it's you. That's your lifeblood
yeah,
you're putting in them beats, man. And them
You're right.
That's you. That's your shit. That's your mark you leave, you know? But, man,
Absolutely. That's
what's up, man. So how can we catch up with Curious George, man? How can we catch up with him? What sites do
we
need to go to?
You can hit me on the Twitter, at Official Curious. You know what I'm saying? You could go to the website, CuriousGeorge.com. Curious with a K, George with a J, George. You know? And there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff coming up because now as we're getting closer, like I'm like 90% done with the new record. And, you know, so everything, so we're going to start leaking interesting stuff. I got a joint that I did with G-Def right before, you know, that happened with him that he went in. And, you know, it's unfortunate because they lost the session, so it's just real raw. We can't even really mix it right, but it's a nice joint. It actually captured the essence of it. And, you know, just other interesting leaks that may be on the album or may not. But right now, a lot of stuff is going to be churning out just because it's approaching that time, that March, April. You know what I mean? So definitely, you know, anybody that's still listening and such as yourself that's interested, I definitely appreciate it. And all we're doing is giving, man, just giving. giving music, giving this feeling, giving this New York, giving this real hip-hop. You know, I say New York, but it's universal, you know, but this is where I'm from, so it's in me. But just keeping it real true to that, man, and true to those lyrics, you know, so that's what I do, man. And I promise, people that check it out, I ain't asking nobody to buy nothing. I'm just asking people to listen. Just check it out and listen with an open heart, open mind. You will not be disappointed. I said it here. Shout out to Chicago, my man Brock. You already know.
That's what's up, man. We're going to try to get you out of this summer, man. I'm going to holler at my man Greenweave. Either get you a sub-tease, man, because like I say, I know it's a market out here to come see you, man.
That'll work.
If you haven't been out here like 10-some years, man, that's what's up. We're going to let you slide out, man, because I know you got shit to do.
Yep.
And we're going to play some music tonight. No problem, man. I got your
math, man. You got my math. Holler at me whenever, you heard?
Bet.
All right, Samo.
We'll get back to you. Thanks for calling, man. My man, Curious George.
Thank you for having me, man. All right, baby.
Not a problem. Peace. Yo, I would like to see something like that in Chicago, man. Get my man George out here. And, you know, I know y'all like, who the fuck is Curious George? Some of my younger listeners and everything. Those that are hip-hop heads, man, y'all know, man. I was a heavy East Coast 90s hip-hop connoisseur, man. Every CD that came out in the 90s that I knew about, I have. So, you know, some of that shit got fucked up in the flood, but, you know, it be like that sometimes. You know, I got it on wax if I ain't got it on CD. Some shit I like, that shit that Granddaddy had last, when he was talking about, he had an album that came out, man, and, it never came out on wax, but I got it on CD, and it's a promo. My man, Divine, a.k.a. James, Proviso East, what's up, nigga? Me and him, like I say, man, we still got tapes. I'm sure James still got his tapes, man. I still got my tapes. You know, I ain't got no cassette player no more, but I still got my shit, man. And we, man, he used to work at the music store out here, man, and used to go holler at him, man, pick up these tapes. We used to have tape trades and shit. I know a lot of people did that, you know, back in the day when they had cassettes. I know a lot of you young cats, man, like, what the hell is a cassette? Look it up, Google. Y'all got Wikipedia and stuff, man. But, man, here's Curious George, man. Walk Like a Duck was like the first single I had bought before I started spinning. You know, I got records because I DJ. A lot of people don't know that. But, yeah, I bought records. I started out with cassettes. And then a little bit, I want to say about 95, I started collecting hip-hop, a lot of hip-hops. Real DJs know that you collect doubles. So I got doubles of every fucking thing. And, you know, doubles of singles. If I could get doubles of albums, I would. But if you really go back, a lot of cats used to pause and press play, you know, to mix with tape decks and shit, pause play. And I got, like, cassettes, and, like, man, used to go, my cousins used to try to steal my damn tapes, man, back in the day, man. So we had a lot of stuff, man, back then, man. But like I say, my man Curious George, man, I met him, man. He did a set, him and Lord Sear. If you don't know who Lord Sear is, there used to be a show called Stretching by Beto, college radio show. That's where a lot of artists got broke on, was the Stretching by Beto show. And a lot of those cats, man, Curious came through there, Pete Nice, Third Bass, MF Doom. A lot of underground independent people got broke on that show, man. You ain't going to hear a lot of the shit that we heard back in, you know, 90, 88, 86. You ain't going to hear a lot of the shit that got broke, a lot of underground. A lot of that shit you can't even find anymore. If you didn't get it back then, you better get on the internet and look, because a lot of that shit you can't even find. But, yeah, you know, that's where a lot of these cats got broke. That's why independent radio, not connected to Clear Channel or whatever, is good because, yeah, I'm not even being the old guy anymore and tripping. This is new generation shit. That's they shit. Cool. Whatever. I wouldn't be so angry, man, if they would play both, you know. Like I say, the new term for the young guys is like, oh, this nigga ain't relevant no more. He's irrelevant, you know. He's old, he's mad, he's bitter. It's not that they old or mad or bitter. Them guys made the stepping stone for this junk that is actually being played out here. Like I say, I'm I'm not bitter, but I'm a little peeved because this stupid shit gets more airplay. And if they would just kind of mix it in, it can be done. It's not hard, but the stations don't want to do that. And I'm not no conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but the radio stations don't want to do that. You know, there's a lot of music that comes out every year. Every year. There are artists that come out every year that you know nothing about. Why? Because the radio won't play them. There's a reason why you hear everything on the hour, every hour. That's because the radio gets paid for that. The artist gets spent for that. That's how you know when a lot of these guys, you hear it like every hour, and then it's like the same song, or everybody's on everybody's track. It used to be when you did a guest appearance or a remix, it really was a remix. It's not a remix anymore. It's just the same beat with a bunch of cats rapping or singing. You know, that's the remix. You know, it's rappers and singers, where it was one MC and, you know, the beat. And then when you remix it, you got a new beat and a bunch of MCs or a singer, whatever. But that's because there's, you know, computers reading how many times the record or whatever is being played. And so somebody got smart and was like, oh, we're going to just sit over here and we're going to just keep the same beat, but we're going to add some extra motherfuckers on there, and that's how I get. And shit has changed. And like I said, you know, I can accept change. A lot of shit kind of changed with the history of the music and everything, but it's just like, you know, it's a lot of people that don't get heard. Now, my man Curious, he came on and he said it. You know, he was like, he don't need the money to, you know, he's not living off of that, and that's cool. He's a guy that he came out, he did his thing, and he's still doing his thing. He ain't hurting. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these cats ain't hurting, you know, but it's just you never hear of them. They never get any notoriety because you don't hear of them. And then that's where you got these cats to come out, these young motherfuckers that just learned the new word irrelevant and be like, oh, he's irrelevant. You don't even know who the fuck he is, but you calling somebody irrelevant. Cool G Rap, oh, that motherfucker old, he irrelevant. Big Daddy K, oh, that motherfucker old, he's irrelevant. No, these motherfuckers open the doors for that bullshit that y'all listen to. The South opened the doors for that bullshit you listen to. South had a bunch of badass MCs. It wasn't always booty music. Shit, even 2 Live Crew, Luke Campbell. He opened doors. You know, all that Miami Bay shit was down South, but all that trap music, that's a derivative of Miami Bay in South. You know, all them crunk-ass MCs, you know, Lil Jon and all them. They opened doors. They had made marks on history and opened the doors, but now the shit that got stupid. And like I say, I ain't going to trash the young generation. It is what it is. But let the other guys come through too, man. And you can't do that on regular radio because they're not going to let you. Even BET, I can't remember the cat's name, but he was from Chicago, man. He was a program director on BET. He wanted to kill underground rap, and he successfully did, eventually. I swear I wish I could remember this dude's name. He was from Chicago. He's been on GCI to BET, and he killed underground boom bap hip-hop. He killed it. He didn't want that shit on there. He wanted because he didn't like it. He liked the other stuff. And that's cool, but you got to even it out. And a lot of cats won't do that. But anyway, I'm on a ramble. That other joint y'all heard, man, that Emma Jean joint. Remember when cats used to do little interludes and intermissions and stuff like that? They don't do that no more. They, you know, I don't even think cats buying CDs no more. I mean, if somebody's buying CDs, please let me know. But I don't even think people are purchasing CDs no more. But, yeah, they used to do that on records, man. So much has changed in hip-hop, and I can go on and on. I could talk forever about this stuff. But I'm going to let you hear some of Curious George's previous works. And I'm going to start with the first single that I got, and it's called Walk Like a Duck. And it may sound dated, but it's still good. I still play this joint. I still got the wax. I was fucking with George. I met him actually online on Facebook. You meet a lot of these cats, man. But anyway, and I was fucking with him, and I took a picture of the wax that I had, and I posted. And the first thing he did, thumbs up, you know. So that's, we've been cool ever since that. So, but yeah, let me let y'all hit this joint, man, and we're gonna play some more, man. Nod your head. We'll be back.
Oh yeah. That joint right here. Here we go. This joint right here is dedicated to, well, I'm not malicious, but those who's worth the mission. Talking behind the back of this wax. here we go. You need to walk like a duck,
walk like a duck,
walk like a duck,
walk like a duck.
You need to walk like a duck,
walk like a duck,
walk like a duck. You need to walk like a duck,
walk like a duck,
walk like a duck,
walk like a duck.
You need to walk like a duck,
walk like a duck.
Yo, George, how do ducks walk?
Curious was never one for ring around. The rosy, not nosy, but I'm mosey on down to a meadow where the flowers stay wilted. So what? I ain't hit as many skins as wilted or stilted. It's like that, never labeled the whack. And yo, they choose behind my back to do the duck so quack. My style is cool, sweet like a tip whip, but still good. You gossip like a mental stimulation when I'm rolling with the rat pack. If you're frontin' rock, get the doodle out your knapsack. The fat track provided by the beat got you going. Nuts kicking butts underneath me when I'm flowing. I'm knowing your front end ducks is getting smeared. My crew roast thick like a hillbilly's beard. Constipated monkeys getting to the point quick. Like my man Apache said, yo, get off my chair.
Walk like a duck,
walk like a duck,
walk like a duck,
walk like a duck.
You need to walk like a duck,
walk like a duck,
like a duck. Walk like a duck,
walk like a duck,
walk like a duck,
walk like a duck.
You need to walk like a duck,
walk like a duck.
Oh yeah, hit it, George. It's like that, Anna. Didn't go to Georgia, took the train to Alabama on the midnight tip, like Gladys Knight and the Pip. My soul intention being to move the marrow in your hips. Family confusion, what motivates the rhyma? Got a aunt named Tom, uncle named Jemima. Curious George on the welfare line, plus American Airlines, never prepared my ears for the popping, hands for the clapping. If I sense turbulence, I'm meant to see the captain. Two stripes, emotion, got a notion of funk. I'm a prescriber mint, cause your breath stunk. I paid the bill, sent the check to my mama. If you try to wreck my mind, this mad drama. I'ma deliver one worm for the hawk, eliminating quacks on the duck walk.
When you walk like a duck, you will have to be a fun. Watch up, watch up, when the M come around. When you walk like a duck, you will have to be a fun. Watch up, before you will drown.
I drop rhymes like you drop mescaline. Jabs on my tongue as I swung from the swing and came up with that thing they call walk like a duck.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, don't give a f***. Mama raised me humble, so I never ever label myself as the best, and some of the rest got more flavor. But that's okay, beyond a shadow of a doubt. I got skills I ain't conceited, but still might take you out. Half Puerto Rican, half Cuban, not Fidel. Castle like an Astro, you know I excel. Time to sell mad units, scratching on my pubic. Complicate confusion like the cubic on a Rubik. Who kicks the bubbles that allow the truth to surface? I never will delete, so I don't defeat the purpose. Slap shot the gift like a hockey puck.
Duck.
Long time coming, huh, George? I got you. Hip-hop to the death. Let me tell my story. I'm the blood from the stone, and that stone is Far Rock. Home is off Virginia, near Cornega and Mott. We rock kicks from sneaker steams, white tees with creased sleeves. To make dough, we shovel snow. In the fall, we rake leaves. Then my pen took its path, and I began writing my raps. I was kicking it with females in biker shorts and gold caps. Named Ebony and Mahogany, bring them home to me, my family. And when the heads around the way saw me, they started dogging me. Talking all reckless, trying to knock my success. Better to climb them stairs instead of project steps. See my people in Far Rockaway, never see me more than a block away. And when your crew needs you, how you gonna say no, not today? So I got caught between the rock and a hard place, but never last place. And then we came up with the gas face. KMD, Zeb Love X, Up Rock, R.I.P. We get this by chicks and it's the face they gave me. We drive back to Long Beach with my tank on empty and my bank on empty. I had a quarter for a Lucy. The new port I inhaled and exhaled through my nose. Dust in the cigarette dust from my clothes, then I rose. Planning to never be in the same place ever again. Being broke was my people, but it was never my friend. but my love will never die, for I am what I supply. See, I am hip-hop music, and I use it to get by, and this culture accepted me for the skin that was on me. And then came stepping to the AM and the Cactus CD, and it put me on the course that you see me on today. And truth be told, I'd have it no other way. That's why I say it's not a game.
Hey, yo, Search,
it's not a game.
I appreciate you coming through. Good looking out, y'all used to let me get on stage with you. Pop goes the weasel, so hot that I'm diesel. Nowadays I couldn't paint this picture better on an easel, but back then I didn't know what was truly the prize. Soon after, I'm on tour with Fugees and Nas. Such a great honor, I wasn't ready, I was late, Bana. My whole shit paused like a straight comma. I had to search within, take the wrong, make it right. Mend my broken wings, so once again I take flight. Now I'm free as the wind, don't know where to begin. I gather my thoughts every time I breathe in. Believe in self, give thanks where it's supposed to go. Lord knows, my beloved, I'm supposed to flow. Don't get a twist between that rap and that street shit. Stay on the humble, but never on no weak shit. Those thinking otherwise can buckle down and eat dick. Get your money, buy a ticket, come see me spit. Curious George, see the name in light. Incredible how 2020 be the hindsight.
Get your rhymes right, get your minds right. Is that big purse, heavyweight prize fight? Get your life right, money, get your life right. Is that big purse, heavyweight prize fight?
Persistence always overcomes resistance, in the words of Mr. Magic. Not to be confused with the magician hat tricks. Out the bag, look at what the cat done drugging. Cousin, if you don't know, you're bugging. About to be a muggin', my brother George is here. Swords is clear as I pour beer for years. More to share, cheers. It's good to see you back, boss. Game ain't changed since the crack to Iraq wars. Villain, drooling, still shares last snack bar. Feeding these insurance with the knack off the black tar. And swerving double lines, bubble wine's been through. Nerve to beat the odds when they're against you with a pencil. It's all in the mental. Ooh, saw what he said? Metal face doom, open doors with his forehead. Calling hands free wireless, the burnout plan, and the fans be tireless. Turns out, it's no bluff. Puppy punks, kiss the doom dunks like so enough. The bottom, pond scum, swallow something to the T.O.P. Love for Harlem, what the problem is, bottle them.
Damn.
Right.
Yo, we back. Man, let me hit you out with something funny, man. I was just on Facebook chat, and I was talking to my man OC Mush, better known to y'all as OC. And my man told me, I told him, he was a legend. We try to get legends on the show. My man was like, and I told him straight out, I'm like, dude, niggas want to hear legend. You are a legend. He's like, Rakim, Kane, Slick Rick, legend, they legends. That's true. But you up there, dude. Time's up. Man, time's up. If you ever get, look on YouTube, type in OC dash time's up. Listen to my man's flow. My man say he ain't a legend, man. That's a classic joint, man. That's timeless. That beat you could play now at any club, and you can watch Heads Nod for real, and you see Cashman Bob's in that joint. That's a timeless classic, man. I want to get that dude on the show, man. So if y'all happen to be on Facebook, look up OC Mush. Get him on the show, man. We want to hear what's going on with OC, man, and Digging in the Crates crew and the rest of that, man. Get that dude on the show, man. That's a legend. Even though he don't feel like one and he's humble, man, that's a legend, man. So y'all hit that dude up, man, and see if we can get him on the show one day, man. He kind of funny about interviews, but that's okay. We ain't going to ask nothing personal, man. We just want to see what's up with the cat. Anyway, the joints you just heard, man, I'm going to keep playing this Dynasty joint, man. Dynasty joint and Talib Kweli, Stay Shining, man. This chick is bad, man. I'm not even going to front. I got more stuff I want to play, and every time I want to play the stuff on the radio, you know, I can't because we have, like, real lengthy interviews. We'll be talking to people and stuff, man, and I can't play everything. But y'all need to check for her and Rhapsody. Both of them I'm trying to get on the show, man. I want to do an all-female MC, Master of Ceremony show. I want real spit kickers. That's what I want. I want females that just kick your dick in the dust. That's how bad they are, man. And have your ass shamed because you couldn't just fly off the rim like that. But, yeah, that's what we're going to try to do. I'm hopefully trying to push it for February because I got to put it together. I want to look up Bahamadia. I want to look up a lot of females, Lady of Rage, a lot of them cats, man, that was out that didn't, you know, really get no, you know, no notoriety, no, or no respect. I want to find the Heather B's, all of them, man. I want to put them on the show and get them out there, man, so you can hear Mitchie Me, if I can find her. I know y'all don't know who she is, but look up, Mitchie Me, Victory's Calling, look up. Anyway, back to what I was saying earlier about the young kid that was killed over his cell phone, man. Yeah, these cats, man, they rolled up on him, they shot him. You know, they got the phone already, turned around, shot him in the head. He was in the hospital fighting for a couple of days. Rest in peace, young brother. Yeah, this shit is ridiculous, man. You know, I'm not going to die over no phone. I'm not going to die over no money. I'm not going to die over no money. Motherfucker, take my car. You had it, motherfucker. You ain't heartless, man. You smart. Because these cats out here, man, are thirsty. Shit is getting tight, you know. They can take your shit and sell it anywhere. For anything, you know, your iPhone, don't matter if you can track that motherfucker, if they can get $50, $25 off of it, they going to give it. Run that shit to them. And as soon as you run that shit to them, get the fuck out of Dodge. But as soon as they run one way, you go the other way. You ain't no punk. You going to be alive. And it's sad that they killed that boy, man. You know, if you didn't have to do it. You got what you wanted. Keep it moving. Now you got a murder charge. If they ever find you, you going to jail. And they ain't got no problem with throwing black people in jail and you know, throwing away the key. It is what it is, and it's going to happen, you know. But, yeah, you know, it's time to grow up, people. That's all I can say. Thing I want to touch on. Jonathan Farrell. Do you know who that is? Jonathan Farrell was the Florida A&M player, football player, that was shot in North Carolina. And he was the gentleman that was drunk. He had gotten into an accident. I don't know if he was drunk. I know he got into an accident. And white-ass cop shot him. No weapon, no nothing. He's running at him. Shot him. Well, guess what happened today? Jury decides not to indict him. Let him go. But they want to consider a lower charge for the guy. you know. But we all know he's going to get off. We all know this. I'm not trying to be negative, but, I mean, it is what it is. We all know he's going to get off. And that shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool at all. But it is what it is. You know, it's easy to put us in jail and throw away the key than it is somebody else. And that's, you know, looking at what's going on, the situation, like with Justin Bieber, that's going on. Here we got a young white Canadian boy. He's still a teen. He out here doing his thing. He out here running around, you know, thinking he black, smoking weed. You know, when they raided his crib, you know why they raided his crib? They raided the brother's crib because he threw some eggs at the neighbor's house. You know, he got a nice crib. You know, he doing teenage, well, I mean, he's doing young man shit. You know, stupid shit, but young man shit. And, you know, they raided his crib for egging the next door neighbor's house. You know, he got brothers living in the crib with him. You know, one white boy, a bunch of niggas living in the crib with you and shit. And they don't like that. You know, nosy motherfucking people, man, nosy white folks and shit, they don't like that shit. You know, they see niggas of brothers. I'm trying to stop saying nigga, but you know what I mean. They see these cats in the area, man. You know, the police raid them. When have you ever known somebody's house to get raided for throwing eggs? When have you ever heard of this? And they raided the dude's crib. They found, I don't think they found any coke, but, you know, they found mollies and ecstasy and shit. You know, young kid shit. You know, and they raided the motherfucker's crib. He's about to learn how disposable he is. You know, if they do anything to him at all, you know, because money talks and bullshit walks. But, yeah, he's about to find out. Now, take a dude like Kanye. Got into some shit a couple of weeks ago because of Kim. I don't know how true the story is. The video that I saw, you know, Kim got into an incident where she was outside. Of course, the damn press is out there. I ain't going to say stupid-ass paparazzi. I don't even know why the fuck they call them paparazzi. That's some stupid shit. But anyway, just say the press. And they were hounding her, as usual. That's the price you pay for fame. I'm not saying this right, but that's the price you pay. You're a celebrity, even though you ain't do shit before Ray J. You're a celebrity, and so people want to see you. This is the price you pay. This is what you wanted. This is what you asked for. You want the money, and you want the shit that comes with the money, but you don't want the intrusion. And that's what's happening. People want to know about you. And so that's what you get. You have a bunch of strangers with fucking cameras taking pictures of you, and this is what you get. I'm sorry. You asked for this shit. This is what comes with it. So, anyway, she's going, I guess she's going to get some furniture, a doctor's appointment. I don't know what the fuck she was doing there. But she was there. It was harassing her. And some little 18-year-old kid, white dude, allegedly said some heinous shit to her, you know, said nigger, you know, fucking paparazzi's stupid niggas or some shit like that. That's what she said. I don't know how that came to be. Who knows? But that's what was said, and then Kim was like, oh, you shouldn't use the N-word and blah, 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 waving fingers and shit, instead of shutting the fuck up and getting on to where the fuck she needed to be. And dude was like, fuck you, slut hole, whatever, you a nigga lover, some stupid shit he said to her, allegedly. And that's when the shit popped off. So then she went somewhere and made a phone call, called Kanye. Kanye was somewhere in the vicinity, got there, and jam the kid up. He whooped dude ass. I mean, because, you know, supposedly, you know, while she was on the phone talking to him, he was saying, fuck you, nigga, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. The point I'm trying to make here is the video I saw where all this N-word shit, nigga shit was flying around, wasn't none of that in the video. And so my man Kanye, you know, came over here. Number one, I'm not no old shufflebuck ass dude, man, but I'm trying to tell y'all something, man. You can't do certain shit when you got money. Just because you got money, certain shit you can't get away with. Some people can get away with it, but Kanye, you can't get away with it because you're black. And my man went in, he beat dude's ass, and it was a white dude. I'm sorry, but you can't do that shit, dude, when you got money. So now flash forward today. Guess who's got to pay some money? they're trying to do, you know, behind the door, pay some money so it don't go to trial. If the prosecutor want to prosecute it, even though that the kid is not compliant or helping, you know, with it, you got to come out some money, and you may go to jail, dude, on top of the fact that you got the last little incident when you jumped on the, you know, the media guys, man. And, you know, sometimes you got to pump your brakes, dude. You've been doing a lot of, 2013, you've been doing a lot of stressful shit, man. And now you about to pay for it, you know. So now he has to go, he's trying to do some under-the-table shit and pay the kid off, which you wouldn't have had to do in the first place if you'd have just let that shit slide and let, you know, and Kim crybaby ass should have just went on and did the stuff she needed to do and get the fuck on. But you know, you got to pay, dude. I mean, it is what it is, my nigga. You pay us some money now, you know, for stupid shit, man. It's a lot of that going on, man. It's a lot of just dumb shit going on, man. It's ridiculous. On another sad note, rest in peace to Jam Master Jay. My brother would be 49 years old this week. And they got a video at, well, it's a video floating around with his son and DJ Scratch, you know, did a little show. So check it out. Look it up. Jam Master Day tribute featuring TJ Mizell and DJ Scratch. And look it up on YouTube and y'all can check it out, man. And, a lot of people did a little tribute to him, man. It's sad, man, we got a lot of fallen MCs, man, over dumb shit. They still ain't found the dude that took Jay out, man. But rest in peace, homie. You know, Big Pun, you know, passed away from heart conditions. Try to keep yourself healthy, man. Y'all motherfuckers eat cheeseburgers and chimichangas and shit, and your body ain't working with it, man. You know, and you guys just got a whole bunch of dumbass crime, man, you know. But, you know, we got Dilla coming up in February, if I'm not mistaken. You know, Dilla passed, you know, from complications. I think he had lupus or something like that. But, you know, stuff like that, man, we losing legends, man. And we got all these knuckleheads out here, man, that don't seem to get it. You know, it's just a travesty, man. You know, some of the shit that's happening, man. But I ain't going to make it a negative show. But I do got one thing I want to talk to y'all about, man. And it affects you as well as us. Government is trying to do a little thing. When they're messing with the internet, and it's called net neutrality. And what that is, it prevents internet providers like Verizon and shit or Comcast from dictating the kinds of content you can look at on the internet online. So, like, say you want to go, like, you want to stream the show, okay? You can stream the show. We have the power to stream the show. We have the bandwidth to stream the show so you can listen to it. Well, if Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, whoever get their way, they can stop that. See, everybody streams equally. Everybody, you go to a website, it loads up quick, bam, you here. You see what the fuck you want to do. You know, video games, you know, Netflix. You guys, there's a lot of Netflix people out here and Hulu people. Well, if the cable companies get their way and dictate the content that you get, they can slow the stream now. And you'd have to go to Comcast and look at their shit and use their streaming program. And it's pretty fucked up, man. They you know, the FCC kind of wimped out and was like, fuck it, you know, y'all, we ain't going to step to that. You know, it's not across the board anymore. So now, you know, they're going to court about that shit. But I'm telling y'all something. A lot of shit that y'all used to do, download movies. I know it's a lot of bootleggers out there that like to download movies. Music. I'm guilty of that myself. I download a lot of music, but I do buy the shit. You know, it's a lot of cats out there, man, that's going to be affected by this, man. So y'all need to, you know, get up in arms. Don't do it when it's too late because they ain't trying to hear you, you know. That's you know, some talk. Me and my guys, we talked about that, and you know, we got on the air and we kind of embellished on that shit, man. That's crazy, man. They trying to hit the internet up, man, and cut the stream off, man. And you ain't gonna have no freedom or liberties no more, man. You know, I ain't no teabag or nothing like that, but you know, your freedom, trying to fuck with it, man. Y'all better wake up, man, for real. Another thing I want to talk about, I know I get off on my little tangent and my horse, man. But I've been looking at some of these websites, some of these hip-hop websites, and just looking at, you know, some of the things that are being discussed that have no relevancy in hip-hop, have nothing to do in hip-hop. You know, why are we talking about T-Pain and you know, just, you know, Joe Budden, you know, and Tahiri. I mean, yeah, she a bad chick, but, I mean, it ain't shit to do with hip-hop. You know, people, why are we talking about that, you know? Why are we talking about, you know, leggings or Megans and shit like that? That has nothing to do with hip-hop. It's fucking up hip-hop, but that has nothing to do with hip-hop. Why are we discussing Mr. C's sexual orientation? Why are we talking about that? Who cares? You know, if the dude like trannies, he like trannies. That's on him. But as long as he can get in there and cut it up, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know, if that's what he into, that's what he into. But, you know, we talking about this stuff, man. You know, and it has nothing to do with what's going on, you know, in the world. And I see a lot of websites doing it. I see a lot of websites, you know, pouring in on this negativity shit, man. You know, just talking about stuff that ain't got nothing to do with the game, man. I mean, it's news. I guess some bad news is the only way you can have news, I guess. And then some positive shit don't get out there. But you see a lot of negative shit, you know. I'm tired of people talking about Illuminati. Y'all don't know shit about that, you know. If it happens, ain't no black people going to be a part of it. I'm just going to put it out there. That's all money, people with money. Jay-Z got money, but he ain't got Rockefeller money. And just because his company is named Rockefeller, no, look up the real Rockefeller. Look up the Rosenthals and shit like that, or Rosenbergs or whatever the hell. You know, it's like eight different people into that, man. You know, it's just stupid shit that people are discussing and that don't have nothing to do with the culture and everything. I want to know about the new music. I want to know about who's, you know, still, you know, the shows. I want to know. You know, I mean, I want to know what's going on, but I don't want to know about their personal shit. I don't care how many shorty dudes got. You know, I don't even care about the, well, like the beef rappers and shit. You know, I'm cool with that shit, you know, because it's battling. It's lyrics. But I don't want to hear nothing, you know, A$AP Rocky said something and punched somebody in the face. That ain't beef, man. You do that shit on wax like they used to do in the old days, man. You know, I'm an old motherfucker, but, I mean, still, do that shit on wax, man. A lot of this shit ain't news. You know? I mean, like I said, I get on my soapbox, man. And I talk about a few things here and there. But I try to inform y'all on some surreal shit, man. I ain't about, you know, who Kanye fucking. I ain't about, you know, none of that. I don't give a fuck about Jay-Z and Beyonce, what he doing. Great, y'all got a kid. That's wonderful. But I don't give a fuck about that shit, man. That ain't hip-hop to me, man. So, you know, that's something else I wanted to get out there on y'all, man. We're going to get back into some more music, man. We got an hour left in the show, man. If anybody want to call, ask some questions or something, man, 718-766-4553. We had Curious George on earlier. He politicked with us. Still waiting on AZ to check in, so he might not come in until the next hour. I don't know. If he do, cool. If he don't, cool. We'll catch him next week. You know what I'm saying? And again, man, hit my man OC up, man. Go to Facebook, like his page, man. Get on there and holler at that brother, man. We want to talk, you know, see what's going on with OC, you know. We probably have AG coming down the way in the later months, man. I'm going to get back to y'all, man. I'm going to play some new stuff, man. Going down the list here. Let me see. What do I got? I've been trying to play this Rock Marciano, man, for like the last couple of weeks. But I'm going to hit y'all with this new K-Slay. It might be new. It might not be new. Who knows? But it's 50 and Fat Joe, Free Again. Nod your head.
Funk Master Flex Night.
Funk Master Flex.
Back to being
me again.
Hello.
With all my precious.
It's Coke in the Dawn, nigga.
Woo!
Funk Master Flex Night.
Hey, yo, Slay. Yo! I tell you, I got you, my nigga. Once again, New York City.
I'm a ground like feet sell. Make sure shit sell. From where we at, I'm a man. short stitch.
What up, my
but where we at, son, my man?
Straight out of cell, 12 in hell, fell on my lap. A nigga was born a rap, I drug tails and all the rats. This is from Chef Junior, now that's Italiana. Chicken parmesan, bocce with my paisanas. I told my asana, I die with my honor. Six bad pizzas of marijuana with garlic confiners. And you can see the pictures and the scriptures that these bitches sent me. Hot in the ghost, my weird jumped in the sister back when Suge had to roll. Jay start to ride. I was in the car, into no fuck the cops. With the killer cross, had Iverson on the block. Grace the cover of the stars, tell me that ain't
Funk
hot. Went in for Rico
Flex
kilos,
master
wish they gave
Flex
me the Mac. Fuck them COs and C-holes, they hating on crack. 4 months on the toilet shit, I could do that. Came with 30 left for Gina, how the fuck he do that? Most these niggas in the feds should have been in the state. Host of Texas to Brazil, now we raising the stakes. I seen Gordolino, that nigga big like Chapo. Shout out to you know who, let me fuck in the chapel. S.I.S. to sale, first thing in the morning. Shot sent me to the shoe for the fresh air Jones. I had a thing for the secretary, what's up, this Jordan? Hold that ass in them pants, had you feeling important. Left with J's on my feet.
What up, Rocky?
Straight out the cage, sun rays on the beach. And I ain't got the lot, my sun rays on the beach. Crib with the elevator, Gabe on the piece.
Once again, New York City.
I move rhymes like feet sell, make sure shit sell. But where we at, some of my men sell. I move rhymes like feet sell, make sure shit sell. But where we at, some of my men sell.
Blood soap, move dope, niggas know my repertoire. Bulletproof, smart guard, level 6, AR. Top sale, Molotov, Bernie, Bernie, revolve. Top bang, revolve, it's all. Cocaine, medicine, codeine, better lean the fuck out my way. Drive the bricks down the highway, it's the anthem when I rant. Fuck you think I am Kanye, I had them wearing vests. Now these niggas wear dresses. I take you back to the essence, free of charge. Your niggas so large, these niggas are stressing, I bless them. Pounds of purple, the prophets and sights with precision. We'll move you up the pills, you get that right. Money motivation, just bread in the basket. Go ahead, say something about it while you getting your ass kicked. Niggas back on that New York bullshit. My little man post up in the back with a full clip. He let it off.
Make sure shit sell. From where we at, some of my men sell. I move rhymes like feet sell. Make sure shit sell. From where we at, some of my men sell.
DJ K Slay, the Drama King. Fat Joe, 50 Cent. New York City had to happen. It's about politics. It can make a wrong situation right or a right situation wrong, depending upon the players involved. Politics. WAC 100, what up? Free again.
Free again. Back to being free again. Back to being me again. With all my precious freedom. My precious, precious freedom. Precious freedom.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's go. Rock with it. Yeah.
Boy, keep your head up high, high, high. Look up, you'll see that I just want you to know.
The struggle is so beautiful. Even when we feel like we trapped, stuck in a cubicle. Need money, rent due. She's phoning him too. And they ain't even thinking about the trouble that you went to. To keep your head up, you try to avoid the feds. And you operate on love, you ain't tripping about the bread. Shit, she gotta get it like this is Christmas, you Santa Claus. And when you get it, all the fine ladies give you they panty draws. And that ain't all, family first. And them hoochies ain't gon' holler when you dead in the hearse. Let the drama disperse. Keep your fam up high and the devil's gon' try. I don't lie, little buddy.
Boy, keep your head up.
Better, no matter, stormy
me to weather. You're tougher than leather. You never to let up. We all four to get up.
You gotta
believe in the bigger, the picture. And don't diss the drama, cause trauma may come back to stick you up.
Ain't know who's your right hand.
Ain't know that, no with us. Pour out the liquor for loved ones who ain't here. To New York, to the deep. We come up to train here. Don't pull up, to pull out. It brings out the metal. When my mother's trying to get us out the ghetto. To remain a fellow and puff a little mellow. That's set up, believe me, you gotta keep your head up.
Keep your head up high.
Starting off the day with something that we wouldn't usually say, cause it's usually hey. For words that we speak, sometimes these demons won't keep away. We get distracted so easily and frequently we lose to the inner freak and we, and it freaks us out. But we've gotten to a point where we don't doubt we got control. Look at us now.
We just wanna make our family proud, trying to win some bread, cavalin' style. And as soon as we hit the jackpot, we hear them from a mile away. We know our family loud, especially at cookouts. Our family loud, and we know it ain't nobody talking. Everybody eating. If you see this, you will know the food is good. That is the secret.
Keep your head up high,
keep your head up, keep your head up.
they did to us. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. It's do or die to stop, and I ain't lived enough. Hoping for some visitors. The war, I'm a prisoner. Politicians ain't good enough. Wanna get rid of us. Hopped in the back as soon as the shot hit the truck. Looked at my son, I could see his soul. Shot and killed at 3 years old.
Nobody's matter was really a thought that came about because of all the violence that was going on in Chicago, or that is going on. I like to say was, because we're going to bring it into fruition and it's going to stop, you know, and all the violence that was going on, and it happens in Chicago, but it's happening around the world in many ways. You know, it may not be to the numbers that's happening in Chicago, but it's happening in the inner cities all over America. So we're talking about the conditions of what's happening when I said nobody's smiling, but it's really a call to action.
Yeah, well, that was Common Sense. That was a little joint he put together for all the violence going on in Chicago. Common Sense War. I think No ID produced that. You know what? I was actually feeling his joint, too. And it's a positive joint. I ain't even going to trip. But he lost me, man. Y'all couldn't get Sister Soldier, man. Y'all couldn't, sample that shit in or something, man. That part lost me, man. And We Are at War part, man. Other than that, man, yeah, we back. Curious George was on early in the hour. We still ain't heard nothing from AZ, so we might have to rebook him. And I ain't heard nothing from D, so it happens. I mean, shit, you know, we get amped up and shit and ready. But like I say, we had one cat in here. We had my man Curious George up on here, man. Again, too, if you want to check out his website, man, Curious George, Curious spelled with a K, George spelled with a J. .com, man. And on the website, he's got his biography on here, man. He's got some videos on here. He's got some, looks like some SoundCloud stuff on here. Yeah, Curious 2, that came out 2013. And I guess this is a new one that's coming out, American Jabaro. And that's supposed to be coming out soon, too. Or did it come out already? I don't know. It looks like it said it came out August 27th, but I don't remember it. But, you know, it is what it is. It's Curious George. Either way, support him. You know, check him out. I may have to cop one of these T-shirts from him, though. Most definitely might have to cop one of these T-shirts from him. But, yeah, CuriousGeorge.com, Curious with a K, George with a J, J-O-R-G-E.com. And, yeah, check out his page, man, to see what's going on. Also, I want y'all to check out my boy, Hip Hop Heads, Future Classics and Vintage. It's a group, but you can look it up on Facebook. My man Max Effort is up in there, man, and we got some people in on the page too. So come check it out, and we talking you know, hip hop on his page as well. Man, what else has been going on? No shows this year, man. Kind of slowing down, man. But it's fucking freezing in Chicago, so I don't blame anybody for not hopping on no plane and wanting to land out here, man, or drive out here, man, because this Midwest and East Coast cold shit, man, is for the birds. This shit is horrible. And, yeah, we trying to get another cold snap out here, but it's not as bad as the polar vortex shit. But, you know, and I've been living in Chicago for a long time, and I'm kind of used to the cold. I'm used to it. You know, we hit that polar vortex shit. I mean, it's not the first time that's happened where we've had, like, below freezing temperatures like that, but I mean, it just came so early. I guess that's what threw everybody off, man. That shit just came so early, and man, it was pretty fucked up out there, man. Indiana is pretty fucked up right now, man. You know, they got miles and miles of traffic going on, you know, out there, lots of accidents. So for my Indiana people, man, be safe, man. You know, drive carefully. Let's talk about some more political shit. I like talking political shit, man. So we all saw the game last Sunday, and we saw my man Richard Sherman do his Macho Man WWF. I ain't saying WWE. I grew up with WWF, Fuck World Wrestling Entertainment. We were a federation. That's where we from. But anyway, Richard Sherman got up there and did his best Macho Man Savage after the fight, before pre-fight interview or after the fight interview. And, you know, him and another player on the Niners, they had beef. You know, it goes back to some old shit, but they had beef. But, and I'm sure y'all have seen the commentary and, you know, how he, I mean, shit, he was, shit, the motherfuckers won. They go into the Super Bowl. He was excited. He also, you know, he made somebody eat some, you know, some dust, man. He made somebody go back on their shit, man, you know. I mean, that was a good play. You know, it would have been nice if he'd have caught it, too, to further push my man face into the dirt, but it was a good play. And, you know, Crabtree ass, you know, like I said, he had beef, you know. I ain't taking nothing away from Crabtree. I mean, dude, you got one up. That's what happened. And, you know, they went to the cameras and shit, and they seen my man trying to talk to him. Me, personally, I would have dipped on it for, you know, grabbing my face, muffling my face mask and shit, but that's just me. But, yeah, you know, I mean, people talk shit. You know, a lot of people forgot, if you watch MMA, when Brock Lesnar got up in there, you shit talk. You know, he got up and he totally disrespected MMA. It was a UFC, one of the motherfuckers. But he got up and he totally disrespected the sport. You know, he disrespected the sponsor. Nobody said shit. Nobody said shit. You know, he wasn't no thug. He wasn't no hoodlum. He got his, he won the fight. And he was gone, got his paycheck and dipped. And you ain't seen Brock Lesnar since. And no Ultimate Fighting, no MMA, nothing. You ain't seen his ass shit since. But he got his paper and dipped. Okay, well, Richard got out there, you know, he was excited. Well, he should. Y'all motherfuckers going to the Super Bowl, but don't choke my man. And, you know, he said he was amped. I'm like, man, what the fuck? So then you go to the Twitter pages and shit and see all the racial shit that was said, man. I ain't never seen, Richard Pryor ain't said nigga so much, as much as they said in, and it wasn't nigga, it was the as Eddie Griffin said, the nigger with the E-R, with the girl. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, they went in, you know, oh, he's a thug, he's this, he's that, he's a thug. And you know, thug is cold word for nigga. That's just a new way of saying nigga. You know, white folks start talking that, oh, he's a thug. Motherfucker, you ain't seen a thug. You want to see a thug, I can show you some thugs. But, you know, it was just a dude that was amped up. He going to the Super Bowl. He wound up his rival. There are rivals in sports. You know, Serena Williams and all of them got rivals. White folk players have rivals. And while we're talking about rivals in sport, he made a valid point. You know, he had an interview, and he went in about the third thing, and quote, "The only reason it bothers me is because it seems like it's an accepted way of calling somebody the N-word, okay? And that's true. It's like everyone else said the N-word, and then others said thug. And they're like, oh, that's fine. That's where it's fucked up at. And it's the truth. That's how they do it. You know, they get on there and say they shit, and, you know, and they do it behind the safety of a fucking keyboard. You know, they'll never say it to this man's face. They'll never say it to my face. They'll never say it to your face. But they will get behind the keyboard and grow a pair of nuts and talk that shit. And so here's where it gets deep. This is what this is Sherman. These are his words exactly. What's the definition of a thug, really? That's what he asked reporters. And he said, maybe I'm talking loudly and doing something I'm not supposed to. But I'm not, and he's not. He was excited. He ain't cuss. He ain't swear. He ain't slap nobody. He ain't knock the reporter down. You know, he ain't beat her ass. And like, bitch, fuck you. You know, he ain't do none of that. But in hockey, and this is the truth. In hockey games, a motherfucker could be head to the goal. I've watched hockey. I'm not ignorant to sports or anything like that, but these motherfuckers, man, will stop mid-game. The floor will clear. The referees will let this shit happen, and we'll fight. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the game. They'll take at least a minute to fight until somebody, you know, get one up before they break it up. And won't nobody say shit. And you know, it's just like, man, but he a thug. He ain't do that. You know, they fight on you know, the football field. They fight back basketball. Shit, I remember when Barkley body slammed Shaq big ass. And they broke that shit up quick, you know. You know, shit, motherfuckers getting socked in the game and shit. You know, ain't nobody called nobody a thug. But now all of a sudden, it's jadedness. You know, it's people because fucking Seahawks won and shit and motherfuckers didn't, you know. Motherfuckers upset. You know, but now he's a thug and he's a nigga. He's from the ghetto because he got up there and was excited. And that just lets you know how fucked up society is, man. I mean, it's going to always be this way. And like I say, I'm on my soapbox again. It's going to always be this way until we stand up and work together and fuck the crabs in the barrel mentality. It's going to always be that way. Always. Black Obama ass. Always. He finding out. Never in my life. I am thankful to be alive and a part to see. He's half white. Cool. But the black side of him, he got the kinky hair. He got the big nose. He got the big lips. He smoked Newports. Used to smoke Newports. you know what I'm saying? He's still black. And they letting him know. None of this shit happened to Bush. None of this Bush Jr., Bush Sr., Reagan, Clinton. Clinton got his dick sucked in the office. They forget the Kennedys was fucking Marilyn Monroe in the office. None of this shit happened to him. But it's, you know, it's the humanity of black people, man. We are our own worst enemies of a bunch of shit. And that goes double for Hispanics, you know, Puerto Ricans. At the end of the day, you are a minority. No matter how white you think, no matter how white you brush your teeth, you gonna still be number five at the bottom. Because there's gonna be white people one, white people two, white people three, white people four. And anything else, five, six, seven, and eight is minorities, always at the bottom. You know, Indians, Native Americans, definitely at the bottom. You know, they got scraped almost out of existence, you know. So they should be mad, a hell of a lot more mad than we are. But that's the reality of things, man. In sports, you'll never be accepted at the end of the day. Oh, great game, nigga. But that's what you're going to be. You can't say nothing. Look how we're treated by the law. Our children aren't worth shit. Our women aren't worth shit. The way they portray us. In television, yeah, y'all watch Scandal. I know a lot of you. My uncle sit up here and watch fucking Scandal. I can't watch this shit because it's promoting promiscuity. I didn't say the shit right, but you know what the fuck I mean. You know, it's glorifying, you know, laying up with the white man, even though you know he married and shit. You want to lay up with something with power. You know, and black women love that shit. But, oh, that show would have went a whole different route if you had a black president sleeping with a white woman. They wouldn't watch that shit. But that's what I'm saying. You know, we need to get better, you know, and everything, man. A lot of you celebrities out there fucking up. We need to get better, man. Kanye, I'm hard on you, dude, man, because I know where you come from, man. I don't know you, but I know of you. I know the people you hung around. I know how you were before you got big. That video, I'm in a spaceship, that was you, dude. You was in a spaceship. Wait till I get my money right, that was you. But you living that shit. Can't nobody tell you nothing. And they can tell you something, and they can show you. And they will make an example. Ask Wesley Snipes. Ask Lauren. Ask Fat Joe. Taxes. One of the motherfucker out here in Chicago, the Beanie Baby creator, man. They ain't put the motherfucker in jail because he was a dedicated citizen and he gave donations and he's a charitable citizen, man. And he fucked up on taxes. He didn't pay a lot. And they let that motherfucker walk. But your black asses, you going to go to jail. And it's the truth, man. Niggas need to wake up, man, and stop with the bullshit, man. You know, it's a lot of celebrities out here, man, fucking up. Y'all need to wake up, you know. Like I say, the music that's out today, man, I can't call it, man, you know, but that's their shit. But at the same time, y'all need to watch and look and see what's going on, man, because they're killing us. And it ain't silent no more. They doing it, you know, right in our faces. Ask Trayvon. Oh, wait, you can't. You know, ask some of these kids they killing out here, man. Oh, you had a gun. Dude had a wallet. You know, we need to wake up, people. You know, but yeah, you know, like I said, my man Sherman, that just lets you know how bad it really is. And it's gotten worse, and I hate to say it, but it's gotten worse since Obama been in office. You know, it's gotten real worse. You know, try to find a job, man. That motherfucker's man. You know, fuck that. You got a black president. You don't need a job. So it is what it is, people, man. I ain't saying, I guess Red ain't going to be able to make it, so I guess my niece is in bad shape. I'm going to have to call her after the show is over. But we got 33 minutes left in the show. I'm going to get off my soapbox. I'll play some more music, man. Like I say, I guess it's a dead horse for AZ, but we will reschedule him again. Like I say, again, man, y'all need to hit my man OC. Hit him up, let him know, hey, streets want to know what's fuck going on with you, man. We want to hear some of your shit. I mean, I know you did some shit with Apollo last year. OC and Apollo, look that up, man. That was a dope-ass fucking album, man. And that's one of the motherfuckers that just got swept under the rug, man. But y'all need to check that shit out. I'm going to hit you with some more new shit. I got two more new joints I want to hit y'all with. So, oh, shit, that damn pizza coming back up on me. But, yeah, man, we'll be back. Nod your head. This new one, Talib Kweli, Elza, and Fonte, no competition.
My nigga Christ be offering you some heat, yup. You other rappers, I'm offering you a seat. Matter of fact, take several, park it like valet. Page is the operative, record is valet. If your taste is exquisite, then maybe you make a visit to a place where you can get it supported and make a difference. That's of course only if the recorder remain consistent. Then you make a straight line to the store, the shortest distance. To travel the globe over the rainbow, the pot of gold. My career's to the point where I've learned to enjoy the road. Take a flick in front of famous cathedrals. Sip mojitos on the beaches of Rio with my Beetle. Mardi Gras and sweets with fine Tigolo. Stop the currency crib for some extra loud pistol blow.
Yep.
Hit this G-Pan to smoke digital. If I diss niggas, no subliminals, no cynical rap. Say I'm off beat, no criminal. Y'all niggas just beat off with no centerfold. Y'all niggas softer than some dinner rolls. Say, all these fake niggas been exposed.
Ooh.
Break it down like
one time for your mind, baby.
Break it down like
years.
I come through gear pressure. Flows tighter than clothes in the queer dresser. What have you leap from a peer? I call it peer pressure. You've been hoaxed, tell your kinfolks. I give beats, heart attacks, pin strokes, lead poison pencils. Turn anthems to lullabies and lobotomize instrumentals. You traumatized, so you stop tears stalling. Is it wrong? I make the song cry to get the top tier falling. Don't voice them swag to death. I'm badass to the white kids bagging meth. I spit fire, you just got the dragon breath. Your ex off the rag and F. Luckily I had a magnum left. I pointed right where a thong at, and not the loose and like Dr. Seuss. I gave the cat the long hat and shift the bed, but just skip instead. It was pointing the infrared at an infant head, and that's a bad look. Like on the nights when your dad cooked, wishing he had took culinary courses with a grad book. Fucking sorry flows in your sad hook. I'm still glad that you man shook. Elza, Elza.
Break it down like one time for your mind, baby.
Break it down like
New Tigolo. Yo, the audio controller, 12 bar cardio. Rap game, Giorgio Moroder, Tigger told ya. I sold you through the coldest winners. Now the jeans sitting right where they supposed to fit them. The battlefield ain't for no beginners. Not bragging, that's sad to be clear. Go on, grab you a chair, whether she dark skin or Vanity Fair. Give me a chick rocking natural hair with red roses in them. And I'm an animal, nah, I'm an animal. Oops, I mean honorable. Giving you niggas what you paid for. I lay law like Derek and the Dominoes. Play your position with me, call it the honor roll. Test me, God bless your soul. I'm bugging out, call pest control. Nigga vominos to the west coast. Eating wontons with crondons. Screaming fuck one time for one time. We should've did this shit a long time ago.
cause every single line, every rhyme I wrote is nothing but that schedule two opiate stimulants. Yeah, nigga, all kinds of dope. I'm Lang son, meet Slang son. Don't need a track for that bottom feeder rap. You niggas is plankton, a AK to a paint gun. Competition, nigga, it ain't none. At all.
Brave.
Like my right tone, up high right stone. I guess you caught me digging fool's gold. The very reason why I write poems to right my wrongs. If you knew better, you would do so. I was wrong. Now you gotta kiss me through the phone, or I'm gone. Your days flew and your moves flown. It's too shown before it seemed like time took too long. But they will turn, we gotta move on. I know that I can't be what you want me to be, but I know you know that we gon' come two times like this. But truth is, sometimes it don't rain on two lips. That sunshine don't mean a thing where you live. Colors in my mind looking gray and gloomy. Give it up one time for the pain in this music. Oh, oh, hey. Oh, oh, hey. This your brightest day. Open your eyes up and pray. Oh. Concrete rose from the land of the hazardous. I only ground down like a Nazareth. Catch me in the cooking palaces of challenges with my fabulous queen. I woke up from a miraculous dream. They say life ain't what it seems. It's what you make it, so I tell it the end scenes. And now I'm comfortable in my jeans. I wrote one leg up and I stand on my lean. Oh, tell me I'ma look me look clean. First I catch up fresh, then I catch this check. Now I'm looking fresh, my pockets back in effect. So what's the cause, but the thing is with the check. I feel like I'm fresh, Air Force's first step. Like some fresh flesh, first peck, first sex. And then I doze off for a sec. And seen the hand of God pick me up by four steps. He told me never to forget and never to forget. To embrace this time and glorious moment. Cause you could die in a second. So open up within, pockets are dissecting. I woke up again, but this time forgetting. Scratching my chin like that was rather interesting. I turned to the small coffee table on the right. Picked up my pen and turned on my thinking light. I know that I can't be what you want me to be, but I know you know that we gon' come two times like this. But truth is, it don't know really no two lives. And sunshine don't mean a thing where you live.
Make that fall back in. Oh, hey. Oh, oh, hey. It's your brightest day. Open your eyes up and pray. Oh, hey. Oh, oh, hey. It's your brightest day. Open your eyes up and pray.
That means I'm a soul in my eyelids. Awaken from a dream to perceive that I live. Got me so much salt in my eyelids, awaken from a dream, just perceived I live. Got me so much salt in my eyelids, awaken from a dream, just perceived I live. Got me so much salt in my eyelids.
Bitches in the middle, shake just a little, shake just a little, Lord, yeah, I said, straight cheese,
please. My shit is money. Niggas talking at all, sounding like assholes. Laughable, it won't bring traffic through. Let it do what it do. Cock-a-doodle-do. I put the cock in your bull's doodle shoe. With the square root to the cooch is a cool. Remove my suit, but just trying to work the root. To no avail, and if so, then it's snowing in hell. Go for Delph, there's no room on the coattail. The game's risky like a coat sale. My whole health, New Rochelle. I smoke while she paint her toenails. Explain what the who, nigga, fuck you. Light about a buck too. I've been nice, my fly entry is complimentary. Hence, no weapon shall prosper against me. Swing the pages, my paper may create phrases. My right hand is like phrases. Great stages, niggas bit the wave, it's contagious. I been knew I was destined for greatness. Pour my cup, baby, I'm just warming up. Me and the money, we falling in love. I love you, sweet kisses in the night, the batty white. Till they put me in the chair like Sid Marion Knight. Lil daddy never carrying light. Cool Miami night. Your reality bites. Pump ass niggas. Live niggas in the front. Fake niggas in the back. Fly bitches in the middle. Shake just a little, Live niggas in the front. Fake niggas in the back. Fly bitches in the middle. Shake just a little,
We make soul music for the failures, the stealers, the dealers, the paraphernalia. Got a float on water like sailors. Grab a weave, make a bob like the whaler. And you ain't got enough bars, same shit I told my jailers. Drop so many dudes, you think I'm careless. These niggas is fruity with theirs, a jury with pairs. Can see I got more lines. She want me. And I lay on the tummy, watch me bungee. And her friends like to wrestle, so they jump me. Another thing, love is king, but she never heard of Sade. From Cape Town to John Jay. But ask her who's her favorite, and she'll probably say Andre. Not 3000 or the doctor, but the one that got her open, make her sing at the opera. All hell, this is something you can feel like it's all braille. Whack proof, so we force it.
I went home.
Niggas is trying to eat. That's all I look at as niggas want to eat food. Niggas is tired of being on the streets. Niggas tired of robbing and stealing. Niggas tired of selling drugs. They got little rap skills. They want to put their shit out and try to get some money. Niggas tired of being in the hood. Fucked up. Fucked up.
Hey yo, DuPont Registry, shit you niggas never see, flow effortlessly, most definitely, any minor setback is just a lesson to me, so if you ever in my presence, it's a blessing to be, spit your shit like open sesame, I don't wrestle weak, instead nigga to the death of me, fuck you and yours if you can't relate, I'm trying to make sure my Franklins and Grants are straight, I went from no pot to piston, the rock stack glisten, getting sloppy top on the drop with the top listen, mama told me get me a job or will not listen, fuck working for the white man, I'd rather move white man. On top of that, I'm a beast behind a mic stand. Instead, stand the fuck up, I'm from the hype, man. I flip tracks, get stacks and tab booty. Murder you on live TV like Jack Ruby. Ooh, shit, I do shit. New shit that come back Charleston blue shit. I do shit. Fuck the image of giving, I spit true shit. Pump fake and get your whole crew hit. Nigga, my moves is calculated, no room for small errors. The small errors turn y'all fellas to poor parents. Me and my G's at the dice game, betting keys. Take you to war like my weaponry was Lebanese. I pin bitches like a nigga from the 70s. Jekyll and Hyde, got you niggas terrified, nigga.
I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk feet. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk feet. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk feet.
I'm from Nassau County, mutiny on the bounty. Feds trying to get me for years, they never found me. I ain't got a shoot you, I keep shooters around me. And bitch, I'ma give you the dick, just don't have me. I hate them girls because I'm the damn scene. Jumping on my dick like a trampoline. These hoes be so thirsty, they carry a canteen. Keep hitting me on the hip like a tambourine. I tell them,
first verse, bitch, hand me green. And I'ma leave you with a damaged spleen. The man is mean, I'm a New York native, incredibly creative. In the back of my mind, I'm trying to debate it. I should shoot you now or later, but why wait it? I'ma still kill your ass anyhow, nigga.
I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. The heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. The heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. The heartbeat sound like fast walk beat.
Yo, the lack of money is the root of all evil. My life is like a movie, this here's a short preview. Some niggas front and don't let them boys deceive you. Nobody do it like we do, it's more than rap, nigga. This is my life on CD. What I live is so vivid, you see it in 3D. Got holes in mink souls, exposing these fiend holes. Giving brain to my gang in the back of the road. Listen, you, I'm still clapping the phone. The 88 four, still a track of the hold. I put my word on my family jewels, my hands are good to lose. I vow to live by the code and understand the rules. I'm on point like archery, straight up, I bought my paper like y'all should be. But scared money don't make no money and y'all should. Fuck around, get your whole shit took, pussy ass nigga.
I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat.
Yo, when we back, that's my man Granddaddy Out. IU's latest joint, man. Sasquatch Feet. And I played some Yancey. Actually, I played two joints from Yancey Boys, man. Y'all need to check them out, man. I played one earlier, Yancey Boys. This is Jay Dilla's brother, Illa J. And it was beautiful. And I played some Rock Marciano joints, man. Man, y'all need to get up on it. If y'all didn't pick up that Rock Marcy album, man, y'all need to get it. That was Rock Marcy and AG Soul Music. So, yeah, y'all need to pick that up, man. People been straight sleeping on that. So I'm browsing, and I got to get this cat on the show, too. This dude got some stories to tell, man. Domingo Beats, man. He was talking. You know, Domingo Beats, Domingo is a producer, a very well-known producer. Maybe not to some of y'all listening in, but Domingo has been around, and he's produced, like, a lot of people, a lot. KRS, Eric B., well, that's not Eric B., but Rakim. He's produced a lot of people, that's all I'm going to say. But anyway, he had a debate about digital rights. And digital rights is like your shit that is on iTunes. Y'all need to know about this. And the record companies are dicking people, like some of the older MCs, by claiming their digital rights. And it's included, but contract, but how can you include something like that when digital rights weren't around in the 80s? There was no such thing as digital rights until, like, I want to say 2000, you know, but a lot of these record companies will sit over here and try to make profit off of iTunes, off of older MCs, you know, older material, and, you know, try to scoop that shit up. And learn what you're signing, man, and get somebody to read your contract when you're getting into it, man, because they will bend your ass over and slowly insert it deep, and you will be hurt. So, yeah, learn what's being put in your contract and if they're trying to jerk you, man, because these cats will get you. Man, you got to check out Domingo, man. Domingo has some stories for your ass, man. He got stories about ODB, Busta, KRS-One, Roscos. I got to get that cat on the show, too, man, so we can, you know, talk, you know, and give us some history how far back. I'm going to give you one way you can know who Domingo is. He had an album called Game Over. So Yosumi Records, I guess that was his label at one point. I'm not certain. Don't quote me on it. But he had, like, a bunch of video games, beats, that he had used, you know, for various artists and everything. And that's one of the ways I really grew up, listening to Domingo's stuff, man. Dude is dope, man. If you guys need some beats, man, that's the guy to go to, man. You know, there's other guys out there, but that's a go-to guy. So take my word on the holler at Domingo. I have a comic book fetish, man, and I had a comic book store. I'm going to open it back up in the spring. But saw the new Justice League movie, Justice League War. It followed up behind the Flash Paradox. I don't know if y'all saw that. Y'all need to check that one out. DC Warner Brothers makes the best animated movies by far. Marvel ain't got shit on them. They got them beat right now on the live action movies, you know. But Avengers and, you know, Captain America and Thor kicked their ass. But they ain't fucking with them when it comes to the animation movies. And I saw the new, Justice League War DVD. It was, of course, it's on BitTorrent, but I am going to buy it when it comes out on Blu-ray. Shit was dope, man. Y'all need to get up on it, man. If y'all into, comics and shit like that, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Don't let your boy, your guy sit over there, try to talk shit about you and shit. You ain't no nerd and all that shit, man. Check them shits out, man. That's some dope shit. I ain't even going to lie to you. Check them out. Flash Paradox and that Justice League War. Dope shit, man. I ain't even going to look. And they're getting ready to come out. This ain't got nothing to do with comedy. This got to do with martial arts shit. But I don't know if y'all saw Raid Redemption. And that was a joint where the cops was going in the building to catch the dope dealer, the drug dealer, whatever. Kind of like how they said Judge Jared ripped off from that, but who the fuck knows? But anyway, they got part two coming out, and that'll probably be out either in March or in April, but it's coming out. And it picks up right off when the Raid Redemption left off. Yeah, I know this ain't hip-hop news, man, but y'all like this shit. Y'all like kung fu, shit like that. I can't, who wants to hear about Soulja Boy? Y'all want to hear about Soulja Boy? I don't think so. So, anyway, yeah, that's coming out, man. And the trailer is fucking dope. And so if you saw Raid Redemption, you're going to like Raid Redemption. Shit is off the chain. I've seen a couple of movies, man. I know y'all ain't, It was another joint I peeped this past weekend called The Freezer. That was pretty good. Nice little twist with it. So check that out. It's about some Russian mob shit, but check it out. There's another one with Samuel L. Jackson that came out. I can't recall the name of it, but plot basically is his lawyer ran over some fucking body and they accused Samuel L. Jackson, and he has to get, it was him that did it, the lawyer that ran over the dude, but they accused Samuel. And he has to get Samuel off. But that's another plot twist movie. I can't remember the name. I'm sorry, man. I can't remember the motherfucking name. Let me see. Maybe if I hit my torrent site, I can tell you. Let me see. Where is that shit? All right, Revolution Torrents. Go up in there and take a peek. I'm going to have it for you in 1 second. I saw Ender's Game, too. That kind of sucked. I mean, I like sci-fi shit, too, but that shit kind of sucked. Hunger Games is out, though, for you, my BitTorrent fans, if you like Hunger Games, because a lot of y'all ain't into that shit. Where is that shit? Reasonable Doubt. That's what it's called, Reasonable Doubt. Check that joint out, man. That shit was spectacular. It started off slow, but trust me, y'all don't like it. Joints that are coming out 2014 that I'm looking forward to next week. Actually, this week it came out. Step Brothers, Evidence and Alchemist. Lord Steppington album, that came out today, or yesterday, should I say. Freddie Gibbs and Madlib is supposed to come out on February 4th, and that's got that's the Cocaine Pinata album. Pro Era has an album coming out. That's Joey Badass's people. So that's coming out in February. Pro Era Sex Tape. That's what it's called. It's a mixtape, though. Let's see, who we got to look forward down the line? 50 Cent Immortal, Street King Immortal is supposed to come out. Anybody checking for Chief Keef? No? Okay. There's supposed to be a Clips album coming out, As God Is My Witness, but I don't think that's happening. Common's got a 10th studio album coming out, no name. Who else we got here? Cube got something coming out. Everything's Corrupt to be announced. We don't know. Jadakiss, Top 5 Dead or Alive album. Allegedly, supposedly, J Electronic is coming out with Act 2, Patience of Nobility, The Turn. He's been talking that shit for like 3 years now. We'll see. Joey Badass got his second album coming out, Bad Before the Money. I don't know if anybody's checking for Lupe. Lupe been kind of fucking up. Nas got an album coming out soon. Pusha T, King Push, Raekwon's Fila album. Who else is good? Anybody checking for Swiss Beats? He's got an album coming out. Tech N9ne, Special Effects, and Strangulation. Chicago's own, I got to mention that. Twista, he'll be out. Timbaland's trying to come out with a new album.
Oh, okay.
And Wu-Tang Clan, A Better Tomorrow will be out. When? We don't know, but it's supposed to. So, and that was courtesy of this unknown website that I just found. No, kinkstophiphop.com. They gave me new album releases for 2014 coming soon. Chi Ali, I don't know if y'all knew if he had gotten out of jail. He got out of jail, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. I didn't know. Who knew? But I actually saw his link on Facebook and trying to reach out to him to see what he's been up to. I know he's got a single out now with Jadakiss, so check for that. I try to have it on the show for you. I got to check my sources and everything. Speaking of Wu-Tang, well, you know, Chi Ali ain't part of Wu-Tang, but there was a hopeful young brother, Shaheem, affiliate of Wu-Tang. He got arrested early on New Year's Eve, hit and run. Well, yeah, January 1st, New Year's Day. January 1st, hit and run. Struck some guy in a car that he was driving, and he didn't stop at the stop sign, caused a collision, and he ran after the accident. But he turned himself in. But you're going to do some time, buddy. It's going to be some time. On top of the fact that you was already in some bullshit for some drug-related shit. But, yeah, Shaheem fucking up now, man. It's got to do better, people. Got to do better. Anyway, I done talked enough. Again, we have my man Curious George on the show. I hope if you missed it, you can catch the rebroadcast on the site. Listen to Curious George talking and letting us know what he's got coming up down the pipeline. Trying to get AZ, but you know how it go, man. Sometimes we get him, sometimes we don't, but he's supposed to come. You know, we'll probably try to reschedule him for another day, have him on the show. And I'm going to try to get OC on here, try to get Domingo on here. We got a lot of people for 2014, man. And check out the site, NigelHead.webs.com. Check me out on Facebook, Brock G, Brock Gunny Sampson on Facebook, or look for NodYourHead.webs. Well, look for Nod Your Head on Facebook. And if you're interested in comic books and shit like that, check out my website there. There's a link on the site, Gamers Lounge, Comics from Gamers Lounge. Check that joint out. I'm sure you'll like it. I'm going to pay like two more little joints while we got the time. And, we'll see y'all next Wednesday. Or maybe we won't. I don't know. I'm thinking about taking that next Wednesday off. It depends on who we got coming. But let me hit y'all with some of these locks. Y'all like locks. I like locks. Let me hit y'all with some of these locks. Three Kings off the Locks EP. Check it out. If the shit would ever boot up. And come on. Yeah, this soundboard is not working. I don't know if y'all hear that or not. Okay, we're going to leave that one alone. We're going to try this one. Okay, we're going to do this. See, that's why. Okay, we were having technical difficulties. I don't know how long that was going on, but apparently the internet is trying to crap out on me, and we had a fuck up. So we're going to try this again. 4 hours into the show, I don't know how long it jacked up on us, but again, we're going to try this again. Let's see. 4 minutes left in the show. We're going to hit you with this one. Three.
Days
Everlasting in the money and fashion. Champagne and good weed smokes my passion. Whoever making the plate, I need the biggest ration. Get the type of headaches that'll melt down aspirin. Waking up gasping, dancing with the devil, breaking bread with assassins. Pain when I'm laughing, bullshit. I shoot the office, you put your staff in. Enjoy now, cause in the future you'll be your has-been. King of the 4-5 dirty niggas that aura. You don't want a bullet in your mouth like fluoride. Looch kiss an eye, let a bullet all sore fly. Kings of the slums, front line when it's war time. Nigga,
think they gon' say the same thing. It's always been the same thing. We gon' say the same way. Never will we ever change. You fucking with the 3 chains. You fucking with the 3 chains. You fucking with the 3 chains. You fucking with the 3 chains.
Yeah. Hold up. Checkmate king me,
yeah.
LOX, see the treasure that it bring me, 50 large in the carry on, you ain't reach a level yet, nigga, carry on, one hit wonderama, then you grow out of them niggas like your old pajama,
I remember that.
Talk about us on your little block, she can't call so she texts while she sucking cock, I don't give a fuck of what your hood say, you barely made $100 on a good day,
that's it,
always keep the metal on my hip, and my hand and feet work is even better, don't trip,
they gon' say the same thing, it's always been the same thing,
yeah.
We gon' say the same way,
yeah.
Never will we ever change,
nah, never,
you fucking with the 3 chains, You fucking with the 3 chains. You fucking with the 3 chains. You fucking with the 3 chains.
Royalty at its finest,
yes.
Might as well address me as your highness. Loyalty, bars, pure flyness. We've been the same way since we was minors. A1 respect from the jump start. For the fact we pumped hard and dumped hard. Straight to the palace from the junkyard. A lot of times the king is your trump card. All eyes on, hustle till the pie's gone. Integrity is something we can't compromise on. Never change the 3-letter acronym. LOX, the streets still backing them. 3 kings.
They gon' say the same thing. It's always been the same thing. We gon' say the same way. Never will we ever change. You fucking with the 3 kings. You fucking with the 3 kings. You fucking with the 3 kings.
Yeah.
You fucking with the 3 kings.
LOX, the streets still backing.
You fucking with the 3 chains.
LOX, streets still backin' them. LOX, streets still backin'.
Alright y'all, that's our show, man. I will see y'all next Wednesday, and we'll have Red Child, and I'll let you know who we got coming on. Nod your head. Thanks for coming. Good night.